I don't know, but I'll lay she didn't forget it in a hurry, whatever it was.
When we got home to the little white house that day, Mrs. Viney met us at the door.
Quiet as you go upstairs, children.
What's happened, Mrs. Viney?
Your mother's caught a chill. Dr. Forrest is with her now.
Influenza, Mrs. Viney.
Poor mother.
We'll have her right as rain in no time. Now, Lady Graveairs, I suppose you will want to be her nurse.
Of course.
I'll send down some medicine. Keep up a good fire. She'll need strong beef tea as soon as the fever goes down. Yeah. And grapes instead of water and milk. And you'd better get in a bottle of brandy. The best brandy. The cheap stuff is worse than poison.
I'm head nurse, Mother. The doctor's given me a list.
Nonsense. I can't afford all that.
But Dr. Forrest says it's essential. He told me to buy the best of everything.
That's all very well for Dr. Forrest, but I'm running this household. And we can't spare a single extra penny.
Maybe we can find someone who would lend us the money.
No, Roberta. I won't have you go begging to the neighbours. We can manage nicely on our own.
Mother, I promised the doctor I'd look after you.
And so you shall. Tell Mrs. Viney to boil 2 pounds of scrag end of the neck for your dinners tomorrow.
I can have some of the broth.
I should like some water, dear.
Mother says forget the list. All she can afford is a shilling, and that's for our mutton tomorrow.
We can do without the beastly mutton. Bread and butter will support life indefinitely.
We'll pretend we're on a desert island.
You're right. I'll ask Mrs. Viney to get as much brandy and soda water as she can for a shilling.
What about all the other things on the doctor's list?
We can't afford them.
But Mother needs them.
We must find some other way. Now think, everybody, just as hard as you can. We thought and thought.
And talked and talked.
Then Roberta went to sit up with Mother.
And Peter and I got very busy with scissors and a white sheet and a paintbrush and a pot of Brunswick black polish.
All right, everybody, wave the banner!
Yay!
Please, sir, look out to the station.
My dear, I did. Most ingenious.
Here, it's a letter from all three of us. It's ever so urgent.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
All aboard!
You seem to have acquired a circle of admirers.
I'm afraid it's more serious than that.